baby Shusha in the background.
May or may not be interrupted with her by a 4-week-old baby. Going camping with a 4-year-old is risky, to say the least. Or 3-week-old, sorry. For the most part, because obviously we don't want to be complete dogs and wake up everyone else like we probably did last night. On that, this was really cool. So, like, the day before we left, so for the last, like, week prior, he's just been waking up in the middle of the night super, super restless and just started firing off. Cannot for the life of us work out what it was. And we thought, you know what, let's Google the symptoms. So we did. And everything pointed toward, like, him needing a bit of adjustment before we left. So, we know mates of ours have, you know, taken their babies to see chiros. And so we did. And I'm just going to turn that Shusha off. You know, we quickly reached out across our networks to try and see if we could find someone who does, like, baby chiro. Tyler, the legend, finally got hold of her. It turns out she was camping exactly where we're headed, so we caught up with her last night and then this morning before they left, and she very, very kindly adjusted Sterling, and we'll see how he goes. But for the most part, like, you know, for those who have listened to the birth story, it was really, like, a really, really sudden engagement. And then, like, you know, 3 contractions and he was out, and he came out and his head was just super, super, super bruised. And I would imagine where my head is so much, there's so much pressure that my head is bruised, that I would probably have some joint problems. So for the most part, it's just like tension around his head and stuff. So she was able to, like, manipulate him a little bit and kind of put him back in line, which was really good. So, so that was cool. So we were pretty stoked that she was out here. Today was really cool. Like, the kids just ran around and did their thing. And actually, a really cool moment. We're here with mates of ours, Mitch and Kristen and Eli. I don't know how old Eli is. I want to say, like, maybe 11 or 12 or something like that. And for the most part, he's kind of like a pretty reserved, timid kid. And the motorbike we've got, the I think it's back. For the motorbike, the battery's fallen off, so now it's only a Kickstarter. And he, he, like, really struggled with it for a bit, but then finally, I just said, I was like, hey, mate, listen, like, I'm not going to let you ride unless you can kickstart it. And he did, which is really, really cool. Just in the event that if it stops, he needs to be able to fire it up again. So he did, and, you know, and then for the, pretty much, like, the entire morning, for, like, you know, 4 hours, he was, you know, taking the kids out for rides and stuff like that, and it was really, really cool. So I think 2 things. It was cool that he kind of overcame that limiting belief that, you know, I can't do it. And then he did it. And you just saw he took a lot of pride in that. That was really cool. And then the second thing was that he was kind of just played that big brother role for all the other kids, you know. Like, there's, like, I think between the kids, there's 7 kids out here. And, you know, and yeah, and he was taking them all for rides. And they loved it. And, like, Tilly was just, like, squealing with delight. Hey, so it was really cool. And yes, anyway, had a nap. The kids, I actually had a really good nap. I was so knackered last night with the dog's brekkie. I was up from about 2:30 to 4:30. And just trying to, like, settle Sterling or help back out or something. And so then had a nap. And during that hour, it's amazing how quickly things can change. Things just went south so bad for Beck. So I woke up and kind of gave her a hand. And then so did that. And then Beck and I just spent a bit of time. We went down to one of the beaches, which was really nice. And we loaded all the kids up, went down to the beach. And Eliza's just been super antagonistic recently. Just like, yeah, one of the things that we're conscious of is that kids need your attention. And, you know, the only thing they care about is the attention of 2 people in the whole world. Literally billions of people. All they want is the attention of 2 people. And they'll do anything to get that, even stupid, antagonistic, pain-in-the-ass stuff. And that's kind of where she's been at. Just, like, pinching and hitting. And it doesn't mean we excuse it. We absolutely don't tolerate it whatsoever. But today was really, really sweet. I made sure I spent a fair bit of time with her down at the beach. Probably spent about an hour just running up and down the water, like running away from the waves as they were crashing in, and it was really good. And Lexi took the liberty of going for a swim without her bathers on, and didn't have a change of clothes, and learnt the hard way what it's like to feel very, very cold. So, no, but one of the nicest things today was hanging out with Eliza. That was really cool. So, I'm getting a little more clear on what I want to do with the business, with respect to like changing the company structure and how we're rolling that out. For the most part, I just want to have like a total transparency with the team around the decisions we're making and the impact on the business, rather than like this top-down structure. I really want to integrate their team and, you know, get their buy-in and have the decision-making and stuff like that the whole way along. yeah, so I'm excited for that. We started looking, I was telling Mitch about it. He's certainly curious, so we started looking at a few different businesses who have been there and done that. There's always someone who's been there and done that. And, yeah, and there's a few resources and stuff that we're kind of looking at and just trying to piece together what does it look like. And it feels right. So I'm just trying to make more sense of that. So that's cool. And then, yeah, that's about it. So pretty much it. Tomorrow we're heading to the beach to go fishing. A friend of mine says, I go catching, not fishing. I'm probably just going to go fishing. I don't know if I'll go catching. So looking forward to just playing on the beach and drinking and reading books. So, yeah, touch base tomorrow. See you guys.